worship the Lord. Anybody come to worship God today? Or did you come to be entertained? If you came to be entertained, you came to the wrong place. We don't have any entertainment for you. But what we do have, we will give unto thee. Anybody come here to worship and praise God? Hallelujah. Did you make it through 2025? Yeah. If you made it through 2025, you ought to be on your feet giving God some praise, because there are a lot of folks who didn't make it. Yes, hallelujah. 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 There are a lot of folks who didn't make it, but they wanted to be here. Yeah. Some of them left. Some of them left here on the last day. Yeah. But yet and still, you are still here. And you're not here because you're so good. You're not here because you're perfect. You're not here because you're better than somebody else. You're here because God reached down this morning. He touched you and said, get up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody better give God some praise in here today. Glory be to God. Did you not hear them singing those notes? When they did that run, oh God, touch me. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us bow our heads. Father God, we come to you this morning, Master, to say thank you. And we're not more thankful today than we are any other day, but we are thankful because we realize that we have made it over into a brand new season, a brand new year that brings about brand new things. And Master, we know that as long as you are our God, we know that new life means better things for us, better possibilities, better success, better prosperity, better love, better understanding, and better communion with you. So we come this morning to say thank you, Master. And we ask, Master, that while we are here, that you prepare us for this season, that you give us the nourishment that we need, so that when we find ourselves standing by ourselves, we know that we can stand with power because it is you who are standing before us. Thank you now. And we ask of these blessings and these prayers in your son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen. 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 We now have our opening hymn, hymn 248.
Oh, You brought me through that. Lord, I'm grateful.
Show God that we are grateful is through our praise. Amen. The Bible says that God will inhabit the praise of his people, which means if you give God praise, he'll give you what you need. Amen. Because when you praise him, you activate his power in your life. He actually gets in your situation with you. And if anybody here knows about our God, when he gets in your situation, then your situation will never be the same again. Anybody here knows about that? Has anybody here ever experienced that? Where God got in your situation? And when he got in your situation, you knew he was there because the blessing didn't make any sense to you. Somebody better hear me in here. If the blessing makes sense, you did it. If it makes no sense, God did it. Somebody better hear me in here. God is an awesome God. Anybody here grateful today? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 For time's sake, we're going to go ahead and ask that the officers will come for the purpose of tithing and offering. And we'll give the pastoral prayer right before we give the message. Amen. Amen. Amen.
the sun, and he sends the rain, he sends the harvest, the golden grain, and he stops by to see me every now and then, because he's my friend. Come on, choir, you can't beat it.
Master, to give unto someone who's in need. For the collection of these funds will be used to uplift the heads of those who've been through some storms, some trials, and some tribulations. And we pray, Master, that they meet their needs so they will be better. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray. And all God's children sing.
Thank you. everybody right until I die.
I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die.
Amen. Amen. Come on, we can do better than that. That's that old church. Some of y'all don't know about that old church. That's that old church. But see, but they forgot one. The one that I like when he say, Jesus going down in the grave with me. To that, did you? Amen. Amen. That's that old church. Amen. They used to call those the old 100s. Amen. The old deacon would start that off, and by the end of that singing, somebody be slain in the spirit. Amen. Well, you know, we done got so proper nowadays. We don't allow the Holy Ghost to have his way with us anymore. You know, we hold them. We sit there fighting with them. Amen. Versus letting him have his way with us. Amen. I appreciate that. That's the old church. Amen. Glory be to God. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Stephon, I didn't know you had it in you, brother. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. We won't be before you long. We know we have to do communion, and we're running long in the hour. So if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verses 24 through 27. First Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, and it reads, Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run, that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Amen. Amen. Just for a few moments, I would like to talk with you from the subject, prepared for the next level. Prepared for the next level. And my proposition to the church is this. I apologize if you are visitors and you haven't been here before, but this message is for FCCC. Amen? Amen? Amen. But if you get something from it, amen. But this message is for this congregation. And my proposition to you is this. In 2026, focus on the quality of your commitment to God, because there is still work to do. Let me say this to you one more time. In 2026, focus on the quality of your commitment to God. Listen to what I said. I didn't say unto man. I said commitment to God, because there is still more work to do. My brothers and my sisters, this message, as you haven't figured it out already, is a pastoral address. But it is an address to encourage you. As we shared with you last year, that God has given us a vision for this church. And God's vision for us was to run with purpose. I want you to know we're still running with purpose. Amen? Because God has some things that he needs to do with this great church. Now, we once used to say that we were a small church. We can no longer say we are a small church. I would like for you to adopt what I just stated. We are a great church. Amen. Being used by God to do great things. I want you to know we've done some good things, but God wants us to do even better. God wants us to go to the next level. God wants us to improve how we do things. God wants us to improve how we view things. He wants us to improve how we see things, because it's necessary for us to reach those who God intends for us to reach. We're not about just gathering souls. We're about making a difference in the community. Amen? God intends for us to be a different place than other places. He intends for us to be a beacon of light for those who have darkness in their life. He intends for us to be a bridge for those who found themselves in troubled water. And in order for us to do that, we must go to the next level. Let me say this to you, job well done. But more work is expected. God shares with us in the Bible, to whom much is given, much is, thank you, required. This is not the time to sit down and say, look at what we've done. It's time for us now to push to the next place God intends for us to go to. Because I want you to understand one thing, we haven't done anything. God has done it all. Somebody better give God some praise in here. But if I were to take a manager's assessment of what we've done so far as the quality of our work, and I looked at the list that includes below expectations, meet expectations, above expectations, or exceptional, I would say that we met expectations. That's not to say that we haven't done a good job. Because meeting expectation is doing good. That means God is pleased with us. But you must understand that when God is pleased with you, he expects for you to go to the next. Go to the next level. If you don't believe me, take a look at the Bible. Anytime God, people got comfortable, he made them get up and move. Anytime they thought they found rest, God made them get up and move. I want you to know, church, that it's time for us to get up and move. The next level. In order for us to do that, we must understand, what are we involved in? What kind of race are we running? In order to be excellent in what you're doing, you must first understand where you are. You must understand the task that's before you. I want my brothers and my sisters of this church to understand that we're in a marathon. This is not a short race. This is not a sprint. But it is a marathon. It's a long, enduring race. And let me help you understand something. Christianity is a long, enduring race. Christianity is not a sprint. It is a marathon. Just because you gave your hand to the preacher don't mean everything in your life is going to be in order. There's still some growing you must do. There's still some hills that you must climb. There's still some mountains that you must conquer. There's still some giants you must kill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is a marathon. It's not a short race. But if we are to be victorious, we must first know how to be victorious. When you run a marathon, there are four phases of preparation. Because when you run in a race, you rely on your preparation to prepare you for victory. If there's no preparation, there won't be any victory. I have any former athletes in here, we all know, our coaches always tell us what practice makes perfect. If you practice bad, you play bad. If you practice well, you'll play well. Because practice prepares you for the obstacles that you're going to face during the game. Well, when you're running a marathon, there are four phases that prepare you for this race. The first one is base building. Base building, when you focus on being consistent, when you easily pace yourself with three or four runs through the week and gradually increase those runs by 10%. You know, when you start talking about 10%, the tithing folks get all out of whack. But what I want you to understand is God ain't just talking about your money. He's talking about 10% of you, your time, your talent, and your effort. God needs for you to increase what you've done with your time, talent, and effort by at least 10%. You know, we increase our availability for our jobs. We increase our availability for our children. We increase our availability for our social groups, our organization, our sororities, and our fraternities. But do you increase your time for God? Do you evaluate how much time you give God? Well, when you're running a marathon, you must consider how often you are running, because each time you run, it makes you better. Mm-hmm. Now, if we were to take this concept and apply it to the work of the church, if you're a leader and you're a leader of a ministry or a committee or a task force, my question to you, are you consistently focusing on your work that you're called to? Are you consistently focusing on having good leadership habits? Well, the people in your ministry can benefit from you being the leader? Are you doing what God called you to do? Let me help y'all understand. Preachers are not the only ones who are called. When you are a child of God and you're a believer and you've been asked to do something in the church, that's a calling.
That's right.
Let me share that one more time, because some of us are not taking our job serious. We play with it. We give it the time we have left and don't realize we are playing with a calling from God. If you've been asked to be on a ministry and you serve the women's ministry, the layman's ministry, the usher board, the youth ministry, if you've been asked to be a part of that, do you not know that God ordained every step in your life? And if someone asked you that, God gave them the unction to ask you? Reverend, how is that possible? Well, all of us are part of the body. Amen? How many of us are here part of the body of Christ? Every hand in this house should have gone up. If you're a part of the body of Christ, that means you have a function in the body. If one part of the body does not function right, the body has a problem. That's why we go see the doctor. So the doctor can fix the problem. But in the church, we got Dr. Jesus who will fix the problem. You are called to do a work. Base building, ask if you are being consistent in the small things that will prepare you for the big. And if you're a member of a ministry, are you being someone who's willing to collaborate with your leadership? Are you working with your leadership to make your ministry better? Are you being available to them? Or when they call you, do you not answer the phone? And when they send you an email, do you not read the email? And when they send you a text, you don't text back? Base builder means you're consistent. You're working to be better. You're working to make the church better. You're working to make the kingdom of God better. I'm sorry if you came to hear a dynamic message today, you're not going to get it. This is an address. I did tell you that, right? What are you doing? Are you base building? Are you at least doing the small things to make your ministry better? Are you thinking about stuff? Or do you not think about it until you have the meeting? But guess what? It's too late. If you don't think about it until the time for the meeting, it's too late. God been waiting on you all week. All month to talk with him about something in reference to the ministry that you're part of, but you don't wait, you only wait until the day of, and then try to get something together. And then if you're not a part of any ministry, you ought to be looking to see what ministry you can be a part of. Amen. Because all of us are called to work. All of us in the body have gifts and talents. God said, add unto the church as the church has need. So if you are going to a church, you got a talent that church has need of. See, nobody excluded. All of us have a responsibility of not only coming to learn, and not only coming to grow, and not only coming to become better people, but you're also supposed to be here with the responsibility of working. And not no any old kind of work. Don't give God no garbage work. You don't give your job garbage work. Amen. He says that we are excellent people. He has put a spirit of excellence in us. And because the spirit of excellence is in us, we ought to work from a place of excellence in everything that we
That's right.
do.
That's right.
Especially for God.
Yes.
I know this is a hard one, but I did tell you it's an address. Amen. You evaluate me, I evaluate you. It's reciprocated. The love you gave me in your evaluation, I'm giving you love. But we have to be real about where we are with what we're doing. How many of us are really giving God all that we have? How many of us are truthful about how much we give God? Too many of us don't think about the church until Sunday morning. When you leave, the church leave your mind. Church don't come back into your mind until it's time to get up Sunday morning to come back. But if you are a child of God, he said he needs for you to think about his kingdom, because it's not First Congregational Christian Church's church. It's God's church.
Yes.
And if we're going to claim it as our own, we're about to be in some trouble, because we stepped out of place. This is not our church. This is God's church. And this is God's work that we're doing. And if you're going to do God's work, you better give him your best.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's amazing. You know, I kind of contribute the way that we treat God, how kids treat their parents. Half the time, we're so unappreciative. I heard a man say that my son had the audacity to be upset with me about the car that I paid for. The car that I have insurance on. And he had the audacity to tell me that I couldn't drive it because it's his car. But his name ain't nowhere on any of the documentation. But it's his car. I think we lose sight of who God really is in our life. That young man should have realized his daddy was the source. Do we realize that God is the source? Because if we realize that God was the source of everything, I think we will view him differently, we'll treat him differently, and we'll do things differently. You are prepared to go to the next level. You've been through storms, trials, and tribulations. You've been tested. Not so you can stay the same, but for you to go to the next level. I have four phases to get to, but I only got through the first one. But I need you to understand, and Romans 12, 4 and 8 says it's like this. It teaches us that all of us are part of the body. All of us have gifts. And because of all of us having gifts, God has expectations for us to work in our purpose. I heard a preacher once say that it's going to be shameful for many of us to return back to God with the purpose that he sent us here for still unworked. Let me say that one more time. I'm hoping that lands with somebody. Because I know we got people in the congregation who can sing, but they're not in the choir. I know we got people who have legal minds, but they're not working with any of the teams. I know we have people who have accounting minds, but they're sitting on their gift. I know we have people who are good with children, but they're not helping the youth ministry. I know we have people who are great with college folks and can help college folks, but we're not working in the college ministry. My question to you is, why are you not using what God sent you here for? We all have a purpose. From the pulpit to the front door. All of us are called by God to build and go to the next level. If you're comfortable, that means God ain't using you. Because what God would do, he'll stretch you to let you know that he's there with you. He'll stretch you so you can see that he is all powerful. He'll stretch you so you can see that you can rely on him. He will stretch you so you will find that if you trust him and show him some faith and some gratitude, he will do everything you need him to do. Let's get prepared. Or shall I say, we're already prepared. Let's just take the steps and go to the next level. Because if we run with God, God will start running for us. I said something went over somebody's head. I said, if we run with God, God will start running for us. Church, let's run with God so we can see what God really can do. Amen. Glory be to God. The doors of my Father's house are now open. If there would be one, the time is now. The Bible says, find God while he is near, for surely shall come a time when God cannot be found. The doors of my Father's house are now open. I will give you the other three phases next time I stand to preach. Amen. God, a hand clap of praise. Amen. We ask now that the officers will come now for the purpose of communion. As they come, I will ask you to be honest with yourself, to make sure that when you take from this table, which is sacred, that you do not take from it unworthily. The Bible says that if we have not forgiven our brothers and our sisters of their trespasses and sins against us, then God would not forgive us of our sins and trespasses against him. The Bible shares with us that there are some who have eaten and have drank from this table unworthily. And because of that, they are asleep, which means they're sick. But then the Bible goes on to say that some have even died because they were not worthy to take from this holy table. So as I pray aloud, I ask that you pray silently, that if there's anything in you that God is not pleased with, ask him to remove it now so that you can take from this table. Let us bow. Father God, we come now, laying ourselves on your operating table. We're transparent. Look in us to see if there's anything that's not like you, that does not reflect your character. If there's anything in us that would not allow us to transform or renew our minds, we ask now that you remove it from us, so that we can take from this holy table worthily and not cause damnation to come upon our souls. Master, we ask of this blessing in your Son Jesus Christ's name, and we know that you can do an immediate work. So work on us immediately, because some of us don't know of some of our sins, because you say that we sin by commission and by omission. Sins that we know about and sins that we don't know about. Help us so that we can eat from your table. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Father, we come now to say thank you, Master, for you being with us this day. Thank you for you being with us throughout 2025. And Master, we're going to go ahead and say thank you for being with us in 2026. As we walk, we pray that you walk with us. As we talk, we pray that you talk for us. As we move, we pray that you move with us. For if your mighty righteous hand move with us, all power that we need will be present. And everything that occur will occur because it is in your will. Allow us to walk in your will. Allow us to abide in your will. Keep us there so that we can make you happy with us, pleased with us, satisfied with us, so that you may glorify us in 2026. Go with us as we leave this place. Watch over us, protect us, and keep us until we can return back to this place where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray, and all God's children sing.